Hello and welcome to the DT Eurasia full year training update conference call. Throughout the call, all participants will be in listen mode only, and afterwards there'll be a question and answer session. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. Today I'm pleased to present Aslan Saranga, CEO, and Selim Kender, Chief Strategy Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead with your meeting.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our full year trading update for 2020. Before I start, I would like to summarize this year's and last quarter trend as our Turkish market is doing better than pre-COVID period, and our Russian business came to the level to pre-COVID sales. That's a very good trend for our business. Our group system sales increased 15% despite COVID-related operational constraints and increased competition in Russia. Turkish system sales grew by 27%. Russian system sales decreased. There's a decrease of 6.3%. Our strong trading environment continued in Turkey through the last 2 months of the year, despite ongoing operational constraints such as weekend and nightly curfews that were put in place from the middle of November. Our Turkish operations have maintained a high like-for-like growth rate of 38.6% in November and December. This was in part driven by the tailwinds from a temporary reduction in the VAT rate to 1% from 8%, which the government extended until 1st of June 2021. However, there has also been a COVID-19 inspired shift to home delivery across all consumer sectors, which has brought us new customers. Provided that we give a good service and provide an appealing product, we hope to grow customer loyalty in a post-COVID-19 market. The recovery in Russia has also been continuing, where our November-December like-for-like growth rate has been -1.9%. Television advertising is highly regionalized in Russia, and our recently launched new and improved pizza enjoyed a targeted television campaign in Greater Moscow that has been effective in driving delivery sales. However, our takeaway eat-in channel has been lagging in its recovery so far due to ongoing COVID-19 restrictions. Overall, I can say that our new strategy in Russia, which we have started in the beginning of 2020, is going according to our expectations. The strong trading in Turkey has resulted in very encouraging interest from both existing and new franchisees. In 2020, we successfully opened 33 new stores in total, more than offsetting the 27 COVID-19 related store closures across Turkey and Russia. So in net, we have grown by 6 stores. In 2020, we also reached important milestone in our digital delivery system sales in both Turkey and Russia, as well as the group level. Our Turkish and Russian operations have reached 70% and 90% respectively in digital delivery sales as a percentage of total delivery sales. At the group level, 75% of our delivery system sales originated from the digital channels. And we have also a strong liquidity position, 128 million of cash on hand and additional available bank lines of 142 million as at 31st December 2020. As previously announced, the board is considering an additional listing on a major stock exchange to complement its current listing on the main market of the London Stock Exchange. Upon its initial review, the board has taken the decision to further investigate the dual listing of DP Eurasia at the Borsa Istanbul and will provide a further update in due course. The board is conscious of the risks posed by the ongoing uncertainty due to pandemic. These trading results give us confidence regarding our market positioning and the prospects for business in the long term. Thank you for listening to us, and if you have further questions, we will be very pleased to answer.
Thank you. If you wish to ask an audio question, you may do so by pressing 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. Once again, please press 01 on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask an audio question. There'll be a brief pause whilst we wait for questions to be registered. Our first question comes from Manu Bhav from Liberum. Please go ahead.
Hi team, I had a couple of questions. Firstly, on the Turkish business, I know that a few more of the stores have been transferred from the corporate ownership to franchisee ownership during this year. So can you remind us what's the long-term plan here in terms of how many stores do you think you intend to keep under corporate ownership in the long term in Turkey, and just the rationale behind keeping those stores or not keeping those stores? And secondly, on the marketing and innovation plan in Russia for next year, would the current television advertising campaign continue for some more time? Do you have other campaigns planned that you can share with us? And do you think there's a need to be more competitive on pricing in Russia for the moment, just to stop the loss of market share that's going on at the moment? Or maybe you think your innovation should be good enough to carry you through next year. Thank you.
About Turkey, I mean, handovers from corporate to franchise. Every year we have, certain number of handovers from corporate to franchise, sometimes from franchise to corporate, sometimes franchise to franchise. So we don't really have any guidance to how many stores we are going to do in the long term. We are happy with our corporate stores in Turkey. Our profitability margins are quite strong. And if there is a good offer to one of our stores with a high premium, or strategically if we are able to grow that area through the franchisee, so we are considering to sell some of our corporate stores if it's really profitable for us. And sometimes we also buy some franchisee stores when we are not happy with their performance. And again, strategically, we believe there is a bigger potential to grow there. We buy the stores, we open another stores. So it's mainly a strategic decision. Regarding the innovation, I mean, we know one thing for sure in DP Eurasia, in both of our markets, we need to, have good innovation in two lines. One of them is the product innovation. The other one is digital innovation. I mean, as I told you earlier, our digital part is growing. And at the moment, it came to 70% in Turkey, 90% in Russia. So we need to come up with a good innovations, both in product and digital. Of course, we have plans for 2021 for both countries, and we'll announce it as the campaigns will start. I think the third question is about the pricing in Russia. Was it about the pricing in Russia?
Yes, about the menu pricing in Russia, and do you think if you need to offer more promotions or discounts?
I mean, we are analyzing that, but I mean, our first priority in Russia is having higher orders, and especially in the last 3 months and this January, we see increase in our orders, which is a very good positive sign. So we are gaining new customers in Russia, that's for sure. But you are right, there is one, the inflation has been a little bit higher in the last 6 months in Russia. We are analyzing the pricing situation. We might do some actions there. Our first priority is to get new customers in Russia, in Moscow, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Nikolai from VBT Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hello. Thanks for the presentation. I have three questions. My first question will be on your margin. So between the first half and the second half of the last year, we saw a very tangible rebound in sales growth. So can you comment that to what extent this can result in a profitability uplift for the second half, and should we in any case expect it, or what is required to return to the level we saw back in the second half of 2019, where margins were at 15% EBITDA level? I also wanted to ask you about the update on the covenant in Russia, and if possible, can you comment with what kind of leverage on the net debt EBITDA level you finalized on the corporate level last year? And the final question, if you can comment on your rollout plans for this year, both in Turkey and in Russia, that will be also quite helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. You are right. I mean, second half, basically what we have done, we have managed the COVID period, I think, good. And the actions we get during the COVID period and focusing on digital, especially in Turkey, has brought our sales better than pre-COVID period. And plus, we saw that customer trusts us a lot to our brands, so that has increased our like-for-like. In Russia, the COVID effect in the first half was deeper, was minus 30%, and by September and October, we launched our new marketing campaign with a TV advertisement. That was the first TV advertisement we made on 2020. And with this new, we also launched the new and improved pizza. We have improved the taste of the product, and we got very good feedbacks from our customers. At the moment, as I said in my presentation, our sales are pre-COVID period, and in Turkey it's even better. So for 2021, we don't give any guidance right now. Probably we'll give it on the prelims. But my target for 2021 is come to 2019 sales level and profitability targets. I am more relaxed about the Turkish part. I mean, the guidance we were in the old guidance, we were opening 30 stores and growing the like-for-like. And I believe that's our target, to come to our pre-COVID profitability levels. And the trend is there. I mean, I can see the trend. Covenant.
With respect to the covenant, Nikolai, we're still we're still discussing that with the bank. However, the bank has given us a waiver from the covenants for the first quarter and the second quarter of 2021 so far. It's obvious that they want to keep us as a customer, but the covenant discussion is taking a little longer than we would like it to take. However, in 2020, we were getting these waivers quarter by quarter. They have seemed to change some tact where, they basically gave us a waiver for the first two quarters from the get-go. for 2021. That having been said, as Aslan mentioned in his presentation at the beginning, we have a strong liquidity position, and should we have to, we can always pay back the Russian credit facility in full without hurting the group's prospects in the future. And your last question was the store rollout, which I think Aslan touched upon during his answer to your first question. I mean, you know, in a year like 2020, you know, we've opened more than 30 stores in Turkey, which is, I think, a very good sign for 2021 as well. In Russia, our focus is first and foremost in the return to profitability of the business, which we will be concentrating on at the beginning. And depending how that goes, we can also return to store growth mode in the second half of the year.
Okay, it's very helpful. Maybe, yeah, Aslan commented on this year rollout in Turkey, so it's clear. Maybe if you can give a bit more color with what kind of leverage you finalized on the corporate level 2020, that will be helpful.
Look, you know, we're going to give that obviously when we announce the prelims, but there's not material difference in our net debt position between the first half and right now.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Just as a quick reminder, if you wish to ask an audio question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Once again, 01 on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask an audio question. Our next question comes from Kiefer Riley, private shareholder. Please go ahead.
How long do you envisage before the company starts paying a dividend?
Look, we're a growth company, and we're not free cash flow positive as a group as a whole. We are in Turkey. So, you know, the board discusses the issue from time to time, and, you know, when we reach free cash flow positive, it'll be more of a point, and it'll be a balance between what the business needs internally from a growth point of view, or distributing the excess cash, and you know that capital allocation decision will be given according to where we see better returns for the company.
And may I also ask as to the purpose behind seeking a further quote in on the other stock market?
The purpose is, you know, a large part of our business is Turkey, as you know, and having been listed on the Turkish on the London Stock Exchange only, we feel that the volumes, the trading volumes, are not at the level that they should be. So by listing, you know, by doing an alternative listing, a dual listing in Istanbul, we hope to address the trading volume issue, where both institutional investors as well as retail investors will have the opportunity to participate in owning the stock, which you know, it is difficult to do when you're a Turkish resident individual or a fund, and the stock is trading at the London Stock Exchange.
And on that point, may I comment? I mean, it frustrates me as a long-term shareholder to see you with maybe nearly four times the number of stores of Domino's Poland, in which I'm also a shareholder, and with the same market capitalization. Surely there is something your advisors can do in this regard.
The feeling is mutual in the sense that you mentioned with respect to the comparison between the two market capitalizations.
Yeah.
This is exactly one of the reasons that the board is pursuing and evaluating alternatives where through trading dynamics we can unlock some value. But it's something that we're discussing internally as well.
No, because I wish you the best of luck in that. It seems a daft difference in valuation. And I sort of feel you there should be something you should be able to do about it. But I really wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Harry Wilton from Berger Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks very much for the call. Actually, my first question was really, it was the same as about the listing on Istanbul and just some more details on that. So thanks for that. The second one is on Russia. And I just wanted to see if you can give us a bit more information talking about the, you know, the performance of stores, competition, things like that, just as an update and whether things have changed from the last time you updated us.
Look, I mean, so I can comment a little bit about October, November and December because we have updated you about the other periods. Now, I think the main problem right now in Russia for us is the Moscow, not Moscow stores, Moscow city center stores where there's a lot of business, where we used to have a lot of business there. I mean, these stores are really doing not very well. We have a negative like-for-like. So if you omit these stores from the equation, our like-for-like is positive. I mean, in the regions, I can say it's around, and Moscow regions, around 10-20%. So we see very good, healthy growth of the stores. And I can also say that franchisees are doing better than our corporate stores. So in terms of franchisees, we do not have any profitability situation. Regarding competition, we see a similar trend in our competitions also. Their sales are growing at the moment. So overall, the fast food and delivery business is growing in Russia. So, I mean, strategically, I think we are looking at the business long-term in Russia, and I think we are taking the right steps, and we will have further important steps that we are going to take in Russia on the long-term to have a solid business there. So, we have a lot of product innovation and digital innovations that we are going to also launch in Russia. And with the help of things that are coming back in Moscow, I think we'll see much better results, hopefully, in 2021.
And do you see any more demand from franchisees for stores, or is it still too early for that?
There are some demands in the pipeline, but as Selim mentioned, my 100% focus is in the store profitability right now, franchise profitability. Giving franchise, you can give it. I mean, it's not that difficult, but growing healthy is very important for me, and we are also fixing some transportation and logistics problem in Russia since the country is very big, which we had in our previous growth in the region. So we are fixing that also. And hopefully, second half of, if the plan goes as we expect and if we do not have further problems with COVID, I'm expecting second half of 2021, we can start to open some stores in Russia.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there appears to be no further questions, I will hand back to the speakers for any other remarks.
I have no further comments. Thanks for listening to us and hope to see you in March prelims. Have a nice day.
Thank you. This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your line.
Thank you.